These days. I can do this forever. These days.
I like that.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Shoveling the ashes, chiseling the surface, fire in the furnace, a hammer in the anvil, hammer in the anvil.
Thank you.
if I die. As I floated across the fields, endless memories, I settled down so I could see what I found was an endless sea, running from the truth aimlessly. Just you and me, awaking from everything I see. Realize it was an endless dream.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
sugar candy and still won't let me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. A sugar candy and she still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago.
recognize that beat. been messing with my mic stand. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your support over the years. You've been a great audience. Thank you very much. Good night. By the way, this wine is excellent.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, it was big, of course, but somewhat dark, throbbing, and I could feel it move all the way to the back of my mouth, and I put my tongue on it, and went back and forth, and I could feel it getting stronger, and then you can feel all the energy come into your mouth, and you're like, yeah.
We'll be right back. you tonight, dear?
Well, I was thinking of something different. Like, I wanted you to portray a little girl.
Listen. Let me
have a heart to heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart to heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, cutting and burning, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart to heart with my dad,
if it were real heart to heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart to heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Jorgensen was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
You take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. You cool the way you move, no more mistake, can't stand still. Got the move, feel the waistline, feel the groove. The beat, the bass, the lyrics all fine. Get on the floor, you got no time. Party people, I'll give you a chance. Whip up your hands and feel entranced.
Can you feel this glass? Everybody.
a child, she was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Can you see now what I'm saying? The beat is loud and I'm playing. I'm playing with your life, playing with your soul. Here on stage and on the mic control, so let the rhythm take you on the floor. The bass and the drum that you never hear before. Open your mind, cause I'm talking about dancing. Open your mind, this is not romancing.
She raised all sorts of issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media started, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move in Copenhagen when she returned to the United States in February 1953. They followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. She was, there were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Bad girl. has several aspects. In the first place, the idea that a particle has a definite location and a definite speed is no longer allowed. That's wrong. And to give a measure of how wrong classical physics is, there's a rule that says that you can't both know where something is and how fast it's moving. The uncertainty in the momentum of it and the uncertainty in the position complementary. Your product of the two is a constant. If you want the law, if you like the right equations, you can write this. I will explain it some other time in more detail. This is the explanation of a very mysterious paradox. If the atoms are made out of plus and minus charges, why don't the minus charges simply sit on top of the plus charges? They attract each other. Why don't they just sit there on top? Why is our atom so big? Why, if there is a nucleus here and the electrons around? We at first just thought that it was because the nucleus was big. No. The nucleus is very small. The atom in its diameter here is 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. The nucleus in its diameter is of the order 10 to the minus 13 centimeters. What does that mean? That means that if you had an atom and you wanted to see the nucleus, you'd have to expand it, magnify it, till the whole atom is the size of this room, and then the nucleus is a bare speck that you can just about make out with the eye, a hundredth of an inch. This principle, if they sat there, then you'd know where they were and that they weren't moving. And you can't have that. So they don't sit there, because if you try to put them there, they start moving around. Well, they move around and they take a compromise. They leave themselves a little room for this uncertainty, and they jiggle at a certain amount of minimum motion given by this rule. You remember also that when a crystal is cooled to absolute zero, the atoms do not stop moving, they still jiggle. Why? Because if they stopped moving, you'd know where they were and that they were at zero motion. And that's against the uncertainty principle. You're not supposed to know where they are and how fast they're moving, so they continually wiggle in there.